Welcome to the Sports Report for Monday, April 21st. I'm Mark Daniels. The Milwaukee Brewers returning to Miller Park with the best record in baseball at 14-5 after taking 3 out of 4 games from the Pirates at PNC Park in Pittsburgh, winning 3-2 on Sunday in 14 innings. Chris Davis leading off the top of the 14th with a solo home run for manager Ron Renicki's Brewers, who said that was a heck of a game to win.
It's great to win those games. They're really hard to lose. You throw everything you have out there, and if you come up on the losing end, it's difficult.
Brewers were getting shut out 1-0 into the top of the 8th when Mark Reynolds got him on the board with a solo home run off Gerrit Cole. The Pirates tallied in the bottom half, but Ryan Braun gets it back even with a solo home run in the top of the 9th off Jason Greely. Second day in a row, Greely blows a save thanks to Braun, who hit a 2-run game-winning home run in the top of the 9th on Saturday. And then it set up Davis's dramatics in the 14th, made Zach Duke a winner in relief, Francisco Rodriguez with his 7th save of the year, but everybody talking about what happened in the 3rd inning when Carlos Gomez hit a long fly ball off Cole to the center field wall. He watched it for a while and then raced around, and when he got to 3rd, Cole had some words for him.
I said, if you're going to hit a home run, you can watch it. If you're going to hit a fly ball to center field, don't watch it. I didn't curse at him. I didn't try to provoke a fight. I was frustrated, and I let my emotions get the better of me, and not too thrilled about it.
Gomez took exception to the comments, and that's when everything went crazy. But Carlos says it was a heat of the moment incident.
You know, I'm not apologizing for nothing that I did today. You know, just I do my job. I've been doing this for 8 years, and I'm doing like that. They know I'm playing like that. It's not I disrespect nobody. So if they take it like that, they don't like it, it's fine.
Gomez, along with Travis Snyder of the Pirates and bench coach Jerry Nairn of the Brewers, ejected from that bench-clearing ball, and Martin Maldonado, he was not thrown out, but he may get a call from the commissioner's office. He was seen on replays throwing a punch that landed hard on the face of one of the Pirates as Milwaukee gets out of PNC with a 14-5 record and a 3-game lead in the NL Central because the St. Louis Cardinals fell to the Washington Nationals Sunday 3-2. Denard Span with a sacrifice fly in the bottom of the 9th. Next up for the Brewers, the San Diego Padres coming in off a 4-3 loss to the San Francisco Giants. Chase Headley of the Padres says at 9-10, we'll be fine, especially once the hits start coming.
You know, we're hanging in there. We're playing pretty good baseball. Our pitchers are doing a great job. But, you know, to be where we are with the way that we're swinging the bats, I think we're in a great spot because we're not going to swing the bats like this for much longer.
Mets beat the Braves 4-3 in 14 innings. Curtis Granderson, a sacrifice fly. Reds hammered the Cubs 8-2. Chicago's dropped 6 out of 7. Philadelphia outslugs Colorado 10-9. And the Dodgers get a 3-run home run from Yasiel Puig to beat the Arizona Diamondbacks 4-1. Interleague game had Miami over Seattle 3-2. American League, Indians 6, Blue Jays 4. Tigers get by the Angels 2-1. Yankees are up in the top of the 12th to beat Tampa Bay 5-1. Minnesota over Kansas City 8-3. White Sox pound out 18. Hits in a 16-2 romp over the Texas Rangers. Oakland sweeping Houston 4-1. A's have the best American League record at 13-5. And the Red Sox beat the Orioles 6-5. They'll play one more Monday morning. It's Patriots Day in Boston. Also the running of the Boston Marathon 1 year after the tragic bombings at the finish line in 2013. To the NBA playoffs. 8 first round series getting underway on the weekend and 5 road teams coming up with victories. The biggest surprise, the 8th-seeded Atlanta Hawks beating the Indiana Pacers in Indianapolis on Saturday, 101-93. Pacers coach Frank Vogel says Atlanta didn't surprise us. They just beat us.
You know, I think they're 28th in the league in offensive rebounds, but you know, shooting 33. So these balls are bouncing out to the three-point line. We've got to secure those rebounds. If you don't win the 50-50 battle in the playoffs, you lose.
Brooklyn knocked off Toronto in Canada 94-87. Sean Livingston says, hey, we've become international thieves.
As a home court team should do, you know, rely on the crowd, rely on their, you know, their home court advantage. So to come in and kind of take that away on game one.
And Golden State knocked off the LA Clippers in Los Angeles 109-105. Clippers coach Doc Rivers, rather pragmatic afterward.
We made too many mistakes to win the game. And when you do that, you lose the game. But I told them going in, you know, listen, you'd love to win all your home games, but if you don't, you don't. And you got to win one on the road, maybe two on the road. to win a series.
They might have to now. Oklahoma City, though, hold serve. They beat Memphis in their series opener on Sunday. More surprises. The Washington Wizards beat the Chicago Bulls at the United Center 102-93. Dene with 24. And here's how he says they got it done.
The mismatch is, you know, the same way they need to defend, they need to attack. And opposite sides is the same thing. We guard them, you know, and we will attack them. But the difference was our tempo. I think we push our tempo, you know, and that make a huge difference, you know, in the game.
Portland Trailblazers beat the Rockets in Houston 122-120. LaMarcus Aldridge, a huge game, 46 points and 18 rebounds. He said it was great to steal the series opener.
It was our goal to come here and to try to win this first one, try to set the tone for the series as far as playing better defense, trying to make their looks tough and trying to grind out a game. I felt like it's definitely what we wanted, and we did it.
Two-time defending champion Miami Heat, they opened with a 99-88 win over the Charlotte Bobcats, but it was not easy. LeBron James had 27, and he admitted we're not in playoff shape yet.
We all were gassed. You know, felt like we hadn't played in 2 weeks. And for me, it was a week for me, but you know, it felt like we hadn't been out there in a long time, you know, but playoffs is back, and, you know, we didn't have any rhythm to start the game, but, you know, we was able to work through it.
And the top seeds in the West, the San Antonio Spurs opening with a 90-85 home floor win over the Dallas Mavericks. Tim Duncan with 27, but he said after the game, we felt kind of lucky.
We're very fortunate. We went through a stretch there where we got stops and we got some, we found a way to score the ball. We struggled a little bit tonight to score the ball, but a combination of doing that, continue to move the ball, get some shots to go down. So we're very fortunate.
Stanley Cup playoffs resuming. The Philadelphia Flyers beat the New York Rangers 4-2 to square that series at one game apiece. Jakub Voracek of the Flyers says, yeah, it was a nice rally, especially being down 2-0.
You know, we just stuck with it and kept working. And, you know, I think that's why we won the game, that we didn't panic. We didn't change anything. We just stuck with it. And, you know, for 50 minutes after we got scored, I think we were the better team.
Boston Bruins beat the Detroit Red Wings 4-1. Tuukka Rask stopping 34 shots. That series tied at 1. The San Jose Sharks score 7 consecutive goals and routing the LA Kings 7-2 to take a 2-0 lead in the series. And the Montreal Canadiens taking down the Tampa Bay Lightning again 3-2. Canadiens up 3-0. Former Green Bay Gamblers head coach John Cooper's Lightning played better, but they're in a big hole.
I thought we were determined. I thought we played with passion. I thought we responded unreal. It's tough to walk into that locker room and look those guys in the eye when they've played, you know, clearly that was our best game we've played in the series. I thought they deserved a better fate tonight.
St. Louis Blues have a 2-0 lead on the Chicago Blackhawks, who will play the next three without Brett Seabrook, who was suspended by the NHL for his hit on David Backes in Saturday night's St. Louis victory. Green Bay Gamblers' season is over. In the first round of the USHL Clark Cup playoffs, they fall to the Indiana Ice in 4 games, Ice winning a pair of 1-0 victories at the Rec Center Thursday and Friday night. In golf, Matt Kuchar wins the RBC Heritage at Hilton Head, South Carolina, with a crazy finish. He 3-putts from 4 feet away on 17 to fall into a tie with Luke Donald, but on 18 in the bunker, he lofts it up and in for a birdie to beat Donald by a stroke for the championship. And there's your sports report. I'm Mark Daniels.